You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Start to a big weekend, of course. The Aubrey and Three Amigos tour will be pulling into the Sprint Center tonight. Trap, money, penny. Got your last chance tickets with the Morning Grind, just like that. Gotta be real with it. It must have been good. Somebody gave us some tickets.
Well, you know, we do our thing from time to time, you know. And we like to, we want to thank our listeners. So thank you to whoever gave us these tickets. We could give to our listeners who's always listening to us.
I know some tickets I did not have, and that was to the preseason game at Arrowhead Stadium. You were there, however.
Yes, I was there, thank God. And the first team didn't do too well. I'm going to just say that. Well, Patrick Mahomes had no blocking at all. So it was very, he only played about, what, eight plays or so in the first quarter because the defense couldn't stop the Houston offense. But here's what Andy Reid had to say about last night's performance.
So too many mistakes for this game, but, and that's what the preseason is for. We'll go back and work on those things and clean up some things. Small things matter, and it's good for these guys to learn that. So we'll get back on the horse in 2 days and get working on it. Yeah, well, we were in long yardage situations, and you got to keep yourself out of that in a couple cases there. And then we had a breakdown on the one where you had the two guys open down the one down the middle and then Kelce in the corner on the same play. So you protect it, then those are the little things. You protect it as a touchdown. So you got to make sure we do that. We involve our tight ends. We had a chip called, and there was no chip made. So you got to make sure that you fix that. It was a little things like that, though.
Despite all of that, it came down to the last play because the Chiefs drove down the field, got the ball to 1 yard line, but we could not punch it in, so we lost 17-10. But it's all good. It's just preseason. Ain't no big deal. It don't count. The offensive line got to get better, though.
We had it on in the nail shop last night.
Well, what did y'all think during the game?
Oh, I was looking at the bling she was putting on my nails.
Oh, my God. What was the point of the game being on there?
We was there in spirit. It was on. I mean, right. We was supporting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's good enough.
When's the next game?
Next week from today, Friday, against the Falcons in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. It should be.
Yeah, it's going to be a doozy. I expect that Patrick Mahomes will play probably two quarters or so.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the lower 90s today. Partly sunny skies. Clear 74 right now in Lee Summit. Shay, what's poppin'?
South Carolina schools will be closing early for the Beyonce and Jay-Z On the Run 2 tour.
Damn. I wish they did that when I was a kid. Michael Jackson come to town or something, or, you know, Jodeci come to town. We shut down school early. That didn't happen back then.
It's not as it appears. They're not shutting it down so that the students could go to the concert. They're shutting it down because of the traffic. The stadium where they're going to be performing holds 80,000 people. So they're expecting literally everybody in South Carolina to show up.
Oh, okay. So this is at the Gamecock Stadium?
Yes.
Okay.
University of South Carolina, y'all.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when the stars come to town, you got to make way.
Trying to tell you. When they stop in Minnesota, they're going to be awarded with a Beyonce and Jay-Z Day by the governor of Minnesota.
Remember, Jesse Ventura was the governor of Minnesota.
I was just thinking, I like Minnesota for some reason.
I ain't never been there.
Me neither.
I've been too scared to go there.
I've been through the airport, but I've never been like out on the soil, you know. That's the home of Prince, and I always, you know, I would like to go see his compound.
You gotta go get you a Juicy Lucy.
What's that?
You don't eat beef though. That's that in Minnesota they got the hamburgers with the cheese already in it in the burger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj fans, her new album Queen will be dropping today? Is that true?
Yeah. According to her Instagram, I believe 9 a.m. Eastern.
Are you here for that?
Well, I must say that the songs that she released from the album, like Red Sex, Chun-Li, I like those songs. I'm not too fond of Bed. But I do like the other two, so I might take a listen or two.
It's going to be 19 tracks. Drea Michelle, Lauren London.
Drea Michelle?
That's Kelly Rowland.
She rapping now?
Justine Skye. Kim Kardashian West. Winnie Harlow.
It's all ladies on there?
Are going to be on her new show called Queen Radio.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought those were the features for the album. Like, what does Drea do with rapping? I guess, do what you do.
So Lil' Kim is completely over the feud with Nicki Minaj. In a recent interview, the host asked her the question about Nicki.
Do you feel some type of about Nicki dropping an album called Queen?
Oh, God. Let me ask you this. Do you f*** with me for real?
Yeah, yo, Notorious K.I.M. is my
Okay, so no.
Bella Mafia was my shit.
So if you f*** with me, right?
He's a real
Kim fan. Why isn't this about Kim? If we're going to mention one female, we need to mention them all.
Okay.
We need to mention everybody. We need to bring everybody in, and we need to give everybody love. God bless her. What she did, she did. But you know what? God bless her. I wish her the best. I'm past that. I'm over it.
All right. That's how Queen responds.
I agree. I mean, I think it is slightly disrespectful for the legacy that Lil' Kim has to every time she's having an interview, somebody defers to somebody else.
Yeah. I can see why that would be annoying. But she came back with the right answer, though. You know, God bless her. Keep it moving. I'm done talking about it.
But, you know, when people ask me about you, I don't feel upset.
What? We ain't competitors. We on the same team.
Sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm trying to be funny. Don't pay me no mind.
I see how you are. That's cool.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Because Drake is coming today and I only got half the outfit.
Oh, no.
I know.
This is really tough.
Because he had played a game with my life and he was going to come on the 31st. And I was like, I can't make it. Got to pay the bills. Now he done came on the 10th and I was like, I can make it. I ain't got half the outfit.
Ma'am, you had a whole, another week to prepare for this? Week and a half? How come you're not prepared?
It just don't work like that.
Well, Brian, I have a solution to this. I think you should take her to the mall and just let her...
Who?
You.
I got things to do today. I would if I could.
It's about 4:35. We can go to Oak Park.
I'm trying to tell you. Either Cash App her some dough and let her go put it in the bag.
Why can't you do that?
I'm broke. It's Shanita S. Baby. Cash App.
See, that's all you got
to
do,
Brian. You're hyping her up and you got her ready for me to do all this and stuff?
Yeah. I thought that was a good idea.
There's going to be some interest on this.
I think that's a good idea.
I thought so, too.
You're going to pay me back, right?
No.
I got you.
All right. After the show,
when I get my taxes.
Tax? What? That's like what? 6 months from now. Who is this?
It's Shanita F. Davey.
All right, Shanita, have a good one. Enjoy yourself tonight.
All right, y'all too.
Bye, girl. For $40?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, news was around the hood that somebody stole Drake's tour bus.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
Come to find out, it was actually repossessed.
Oh, okay.
It's not his tour bus. He doesn't own it. He was renting it. And I guess feds did a sweep and snatched it up.
So the company who owns it, they wasn't paying their bills. That's what happened.
That's what we heard. And then another story I heard was that a tow company towed it because it was in a handicapped space.
Can't fit no bus in no handicapped space.
Yeah, you can.
How? It's too small for that big old tour bus.
We don't know what the parking lot looked like.
They gonna get it back or no? that's the question.
Well, you know, you got the Lex bubble. I think we should just pull up on them and you take them to the shop.
Okay. Well, I will be an Uber driver for that time, so he gonna have to.
I will offer up my car, but I still have some damage from when I hit that deer. I don't think he want to ride in a damaged vehicle right now.
You pick up Migos, because they, you know, they, used to all that. They used to being in the bando and driving around cars like that. So I'll get Aubrey, and you just go ahead and get the other three, all right? That's how we do that.
So Kobach has said that he's going to recuse himself finally. At first, he said he wasn't going to stop counting the votes.
Okay. And why? Because his company or some, what happened?
He's a Secretary of State.
Right.
And he oversees elections.
Right. Yeah, that's what
so
it was.
So he himself was counting the votes, you know.
How did
One
he do
for
it?
Me. Two for you.
Just going.
One, two for me.
Just going to cheat your
you.
Way to it. Would you have done that?
Yes!
You would have?
Boy, look.
All right.
Let me count the votes that I'm running for.
It would have been another Al Gore, Bill, be a George Bush situation.
It'll be a landslide. It'll be 7 million people. They're like, Shay, 7 million people don't even live in Kansas City. 7 million people voted for me.
And then you would have lost. Then what? All credibility would have been gone.
Look.
Look what?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you take your advantages where you get them.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On Wednesday, Brian, we had a conversation about Tia Mowry breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And take it from there.
Well, first off, I would like to apologize to everyone for my insensitive comment that I made on Wednesday, August 8th, regarding mothers and breastfeeding. My comment on Wednesday in no way reflects the values of Carter Broadcast Group. It was a mistake on my behalf, not knowing the significance and benefits of breastfeeding. But now, thanks to some of our listeners, I realize how important it is to offer support and encouragement to mothers who do breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
So to those who are offended, I apologize. I hope you accept my sincere apology.
So we're going to take this as an opportunity to shed light on breastfeeding. We've got Melissa Robinson, president of the Black Healthcare Coalition.
Good morning.
Good morning. Definitely thank you, Brian. We really appreciate your apology and recognizing just the power of radio and how radio helps to add culture and how we are educated about issues. So it is really important that individuals that are on the air are really supportive and adding value to the conversation. But there is a silver lining in what happened, because the radio is kind of like the barbershop, the beauty shop. We talk about things, and it's a really great place to start the conversation. And so we're, because a lot of people feel the way that you feel when you talk to guys and even women, they have some of those same sentiments. But breastfeeding is a huge challenge. We have to recognize that whether you're breastfeeding for 4 days, 4 months, or a year, it's challenging. Babies don't decide that they're hungry when, you know, you're chilling at home. When they're hungry, and women have to be there for their babies, and we have to think about it. We don't put covers on our heads when we eat, and so we shouldn't require others to do that as well. The other piece is around just the epidemic of us not breastfeeding in the African American community, and that breastfeeding allows for a really strong, healthy start. And when you see someone that's breastfeeding, you should be thankful that they are contributing to the healthy start of their baby. We should never shame breastfeeding in public. We should always celebrate it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And then just the culture of breast in our community, we have to think about, we don't shame it when we see it on TV, sex sales, but when it's attached to a baby, which God intended, then it becomes a problem. So we just have to check ourselves on that and just really understand that babies that receive the breast milk just start out better in life with their immune systems, having to deal with their brain development. Everything is what they need, and so it's really important that we celebrate it and we not shame it.
In the work that the Black Healthcare Coalition does, I don't know if this is an obvious question, is the reason why women are not breastfeeding as much as before is because they're now having to work, or what do you think is there another issue around
well,
there,
this? There are multiple issues, but a lot of people don't see their breast as a source of food for their baby. That's one thing, because we've been there's a culture that breasts are for other things. So that's number one. The other thing is it is very difficult when you have to work and you have to pump. Breast pumps are very expensive. So there are a lot of challenges that exist with that. The convenience factor, being able to have other people involved in the feedings, if you're breastfeeding. So there's a lot of factors, but we have to encourage women to breastfeed. But yeah, it's an epidemic in the African American community.
I'm gonna say, like, as a single 32-year-old man, I've never experienced that. I've never seen it. And like, I just feel like that you're opening my eyes up to a whole different world of things that I've never even thought about.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's so sad, you know, that you've never seen somebody breastfeeding. And you know, it really is sad, because we really have to change that in our communities, because, you know, our babies are with us. It's a bonding experience, and we have to, again, celebrate it at every turn. Mm. Yeah, so.
So if anyone had any other questions about breastfeeding or anything else as far as health concerns in the community, please give them some information and reach out to your organization.
Yeah, give us a call at the Black Healthcare Coalition, 816-444-9600. We do have our community baby shower that's coming up, where we're always talking about breastfeeding. It's going to be at the Greg Kleist Community Center the first Saturday in October. You can soon go on our website, bhcckc.org, and sign up for that, where we give out baby supplies. But yeah, I really appreciate this conversation and being able to talk about the importance of breastfeeding in the community and changing the mindset in that conversation.
Thank you so much, Miss Melissa Robinson. We appreciate your time and your knowledge.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. It'll be sunny. Right now, you are clear. 73 and KCK. Shay, what's poppin'?
We got hella Leo birthdays today, Brian.
You know, yay, we the best. That's why.
Happy birthday to Jacob Lattimore, singer, actor.
Yeah, I know him.
22.
Uh-huh.
Your girl Kylie Jenner, reality star, is 21. Mm-hmm. He's the original Nasty Man before R. Kelly. Aaron Hall.
My dog.
Is 54 today.
You can yell and you can hear.
I thought you was gonna do the ballad.
Oh, I Miss You.
Yeah, that's the number one song.
It is.
Michael Bivins, member of New Edition at Belle Biv DeVoe. I played the ball, checking out the fellas, the highs and lows. Still clocking up.
Clocking.
Patty Austin, singer, is 68.
Baby, come to me. Put my arms around you.
That's my song. Happy birthday to all my Leos born on August 10th.
Every day.
Keep going.
I know, it put me in a mood.
That was on one of them commercials when you stay home from school and the music come on. That's the king of that song right there.
Oh, Lord. Shouts out to the comedian Kevin Hart. He has surprised 18 HBCU college students with new scholarships.
Look at that. That's wonderful.
It is. The recipients go to Morehouse, Spelman, Fisk, Dillard, and Xavier, among other schools. It doesn't say if my
Lincoln
HBCU,
can't get no love.
You know, my HBCU, Johnson C. Smith University, is not on the list. But
y'all, because y'all rich already. Y'all already got money, right?
No. I wouldn't call it rich, but we do have one of the largest endowments for HBCU with the Duke Endowment.
What are you talking about, honey?
I'm the class representative, so I'm kind of in on the know on all this stuff.
Okay. You feel better about yourself?
I do. I put a gold star on my shirt. You see it?
You want a cookie?
Yes.
All right.
Snoop Dogg is going to be making his theatrical debut in a stage play called Redemption of a Dog.
Snoop on Broadway.
I don't think it's quite Broadway. Maybe Broadway over there. But not Broadway in New York City.
He's a thespian.
Broadway on the West Side. So, Tamar Braxton will also be in this stage play. It's going to open in Houston on October the 5th. which will also mark the 25th anniversary of Snoop Dogg's debut album, Doggy Style.
Woo! Shame on my big brother for letting me listen to that when I was 7 and 8 years old. Shame on you, John. Because I sure was.
Something's going on with Kevin Gates. He had an interview where he was a little abrasive with the host. Mm-hmm. We got a little bit of that?
Yeah.
Like, people be like, you always be by yourself. I don't got no friends, and I don't want none.
You don't have no friends?
No, and I don't want any. We family or nothing. If we not family, it's nothing. No disrespect. How long we got to do this? Because you got to think, I just come out of jail. I didn't even get time to transition, and I feel like I'm being interrogated. I do, but no disrespect to y'all.
That's all good.
I'm trying to answer the questions as best as I can without being disrespectful, but it feel like I'm being interrogated.
That's the way he is, Shay. I had a chance to interview him in 2014 in this very station. I like him a lot. I really do. He is one of the most sincere people who I have ever met, but that's the way he is.
So he said he didn't know he was going to be asked questions in an interview? You were going to a radio station. What did you think y'all was going to do? Play spades? Braid each other hair? What did y'all think you was... coming to do?
I just think he got tired of being there and being asked a lot of questions. Maybe he thought it was...
Tell
like
them,
one
no,
or two
I
questions.
Don't want to come. Yeah. You don't have to come. You ain't got to come.
But Shay, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Kevin
you
Gates,
ain't got to come.
Kevin Gates ain't like everybody. He is a different type of cat. He got mad at Julie. Like, Julie reached for a hug for him.
Uh-huh.
And he got upset at her. Like, don't... He was like, don't hug me.
He said, don't touch me. Yeah. He said that to the guy in the interview.
Yeah, he did. But that's the way he is, though. He's like that. It is real tense.
He does know he don't have to come, right?
I guess. I don't know.
That's just my point.
Yeah,
why even come?
I get it.
If you're going to make the other people uncomfortable and... Anyway.
He ain't thinking about all that.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last chance tickets to Drake and Migos are on the way. Don't turn your radios.
You better not.
So this weekend is the kickoff of Back to School. Of course, the University Academy went back this week. On Monday, KCPS will be returning to the classroom. Shouts out to Mayor Sly James. He's got his Rock the Block this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I was there last year. Mm-hmm. Got a chance to meet a lot of great students. It's a free event. They feed you. They give school supplies. It's just really, really nice. Mm-hmm. Parents, bring the kids out there. Start your Saturday off with Mayor Sly James.
It's at Union Station, right?
Washington Square. There's a back-to-school rally at Smith Hill Middle School. They'll be giving away backpacks. That's 10 to 12. And then on Sunday, Fresh Cut, Fresh Start, with the guy Joey Cuts over on 18th and Vine. Mm. I was there last year as well. I had the cutest pink skirt on, Brian.
Well, bring it back out.
Nah, we can't wear that again.
Why?
I had it on last year.
Nobody remembers.
Yes, they do. And I will be hosting the vision board exercise in the girls only zone. So it's not just for boys, it's also for girls, it's for parents. Log on to the knowjoeyfoundation.org and get your daughter's register. There's a bunch of positive women in the community that will be speaking and passing information along with the free haircuts and school supplies and everything. Go to kprs.com because we've got all of the back to school events listed there, and there are a bunch of them.
Look at you. I'm proud of you.
Why?
Giving back.
That's what we're here to do.
Well, I just want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
So don't shoot down my commitments, all right?
I said thank you.
You're welcome.
You want a cookie? Isn't that what you told me the other day? You want a gold star on your work?
No, I don't want to. I was trying to give you some gold stars.
We'll write a note for your mother.
It's all good.
Brian did very good today. He finished his lunch and he put up his crayon.
Now, when I cut your mic off, then what?
I go home.
You just ratchet and raw talk.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Students attending Rising Hill and Northview Elementary Schools in the North Kansas City School District will be experiencing something new at their school. They're going to have individual stalls in gender neutral bathrooms.
That's different.
Mm-hmm. Brand new school, so I guess they're able to anticipate the possibility of maybe having someone who's transgender so that they can have facilities for all people.
Right. So how many kids are going to be at this school?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Because you said individual stalls, so that, like, it's a lot of stalls.
Not a stall for each child, oh, Brian.
Okay, that's what I was... No, that's... The way that I heard it, that's the way I was thinking. All right, my bad. My bad.
You so pretty, Brian. Just stay what? Pretty, baby. Just stay pretty.
Don't do me like that. Don't do that. You said individual stall, so I was like, okay, maybe each child is going to have it. You said individual stall, so that's where my mind went.
I'm just letting you know that you're pretty.
Leave me alone.
You beautiful, baby.
Are you riding? Leave me alone.
I'm serious. I have nothing left.
You know what you mean? You ain't got nothing to keep on with the story.
I can't. There's nothing else. That right there.
What?
That right there.
Oh, my God. And don't go anywhere. That's my jam coming up next hour. You shot at $1,000 hostile with cash.
Baby, still. You beautiful.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Really excited about the concert tonight. I haven't been to one in a while. Shouts out to Stacey Shaw. I'm going to be in her sweet child.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Oh. With the important people.
Kiki, do you love me?
Are you going to be there?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not a concert person. I've been to too many. I'm not a fan of the experience. That just ain't me.
I'm sure I've been to more concerts than you.
Plus, I already booked a birthday party, so I'm doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Make you a couple dollars.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, you know.
I'm going to be there. If you see me out there, roll up on me. Just take some pictures and stuff.
I ain't looking down on nobody who go to concerts. Do your thing. It just ain't for me.
I was in a nail shop last night, and everybody was talking about it. They're getting their outfits together, getting their hair done, getting their nails right. A lot of folks are going to be here tonight for Drake and then going to Chicago. My girl Nishi going.
What's going on in Chicago?
Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Why ain't you going to Chicago?
I ain't get invited. I thought I was part of the cool kids in Nisha's group, but apparently I'm not. They didn't tell me about the trip. I will be here lending my volunteer to the No Joey Foundation on Sunday. That's what I'll be doing.
What's the other story, though?
What you mean?
Did your car get declined or something?
What card? You always trying to insinuate that I'm a brokey.
No, I'm not. You just talking about money the other day, remember?
If my card does get declined, that doesn't embarrass me. A lot of people get embarrassed by that, but I don't.
I would.
You would be embarrassed if your card was declined for $40? Stop praying.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I don't get embarrassed by stuff like that.
That's good for you, Gold Star for Shay, but... Like, a lot of people would, like, be like, ugh, he ain't got $5 at McDonald's.
I don't care what people think. That's okay. That's the difference. I don't care.
$40.
If somebody looking at me crazy, I'd be like, yo, you got something on it?
That's because you ignorant. And you come from New York.
I am not ignorant. $5, what's ignorant Buster? About that?
I meant, like...
Seriously, eye contact, do you got something on this?
You come from the rough borough of Queens.
So
that's what I meant. That's at New York, you know.
There are other people that feel that way.
It is. But don't tell me that people from there don't have that type of attitude with everything.
I don't think so.
What do you like?
I think
you
that's
going
a stereotype.
Street, what you looking at?
I do not do that to people, Brian. You're such a liar.
First off, I see the subway videos in New York.
But I don't do that.
There's some crazy stuff going on in there.
I was standing in line for Drake tickets the other day. This girl was like,
what?
In my personal space. I was like, are you standing here for a reason?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
That's because I had my card out. And I'm like, why are you standing right here while I'm trying to make this transaction?
Dude, she wanted to get them numbers. That's why. On your card.
You don't love me. You just love these roles.
Y'all have a good time at the Drake concert. And you
somebody,
too.
One of my friends just texted me and said her car got declined for $2,500.
$2,500?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see. That's
she told him, run it again.
And what happened?
It went through.
It went through? Okay.
She got money.
Well, tell her let me borrow some then. How about
you
that?
You know who it is, I tell you.
All right. Yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Right now, you are partly sunny at 74 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Six schools in South Carolina are going to be ending classes early because of Jay-Z and Beyonce's On the Run 2 tour that'll be coming to their town.
Mm. I just wish they would have did that when I was in school. You know what I'm saying? BBD or Michael Jackson. Or
BBD fam?
Let's see, who Tupac, Biggie. You know, when they was coming to town, you know, shut down 70. Actually, 71 wasn't built when I was in elementary school. But like, you know what I'm saying? Shut down the entire city. Let us get out early. Let us go enjoy that thing.
Well, don't be, you know, feeling too choice about this, because they're closing school just because 80,000 people are expected to attend the concert at the University of South Carolina's football stadium. And these schools are in the proximity of that arena, so they, you know, don't want the cheering to get caught up in that mess.
I can dig it.
Yeah. I think that's smart.
Yeah, it is.
The Carter effect.
Would they shut down New York for something like that?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
New York
shut
don't
down
shut
for
down
nothing.
For nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
Not for nothing. Mm-mm, no. Nicki Minaj is set to release the Queen album today. Mm. 9 a.m. Pacific time, so that's what, 11 our time?
Yeah.
You excited about that?
I like the songs that she's released, like, you know, Chun-Li, I was rocking with that.
Mm-hmm.
The Rich Sex joint with Lil Wayne, I was rocking with that one. I like the beat on that one. So, you know, this could possibly be something good.
Yeah. What? 19 tracks.
Are you looking forward to it?
Can I be honest?
Of course you can.
I've never even heard any of her other albums. Not
the
whole thing.
Try to hit it.
I have.
I like Nicki Minaj, but I've never listened to any of her other albums like through and through.
Mm-hmm. The pressure's on.
Oh, yeah. The pressure is definitely on.
It is on. So she better come with it.
And one of my friends used to say in school all the time, she said, laugh catches. And I always remember that. And basically is, you know, he who laughs, what is it? Like, if you laughing now, you're going to be crying later? That's what that means. So it's like laugh catches. Remember when you was laughing at little Kim and calling her old and all this other stuff?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with
it. Watch the day
it.
When the tables are turned. The tables are turned.
Yeah, boy.
If you blessed with long life, everybody's going to get old at some point.
Yeah, you're right.
So you, when you get now, she 36, talking about I ain't 36.
She said that?
No, I just made that up because I wanted to do that voice. Drake and Migos' upcoming tour hit another snag yesterday with the towing of their tour bus from the hotel parking lot right here in the town. And they are putting this on every hip-hop outlet right now.
And some of them are fabricating the story, talking about it got stolen.
Yeah, that's what was the initial telling, was that it was a stolen vehicle. But now they're saying that the transportation company may have had it repossessed. They're not 100% sure if it was towed because it was parked illegally or if it was repossessed. Either way, I'd be mad because, you know, I'd be leaving mad stuff in the car.
That, you know, I was thinking about that. Like, what if Drake had left, like his lyric sheet or something in there, or if he left some unreleased songs in there or something, or, you know, Kiki's, you know, cell phone or something in there.
Kiki's cell phone?
Yeah.
Like what? That was good.
Oh, okay, thank
I'm going to laugh later about it, okay. But
not,
that was
not
good.
Now. You ain't going to laugh now, though?
I don't feel like it, but that was really good.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
I promise you, about 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to laugh.
No, you've been playing me the whole show, and I don't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you want a tissue for your issues?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.